Oh, the end of Scalzo and Bruss, man. Now, who am I going to fight with? And who am I going to argue with? Well, good thing, Benny, you got a new show. Greg, you got new opportunities, new kids, everything else coming on. So congratulations on a great run and best wishes into the future.
What I love about Old T is, you know, some of these are somewhat scripted. That's right off the cuff Old T right there.
Interesting choice by Joshy to play Tausch's for Wildy's appearance. Do we play Wildy's? Oh. For Tausch's appearance?
Oh, there's a Wildy one.
Well, I didn't want to play his for his own appearance.
I don't know. It would have been fun for him to react.
And then I didn't want to do like an emotional one and then be like, all right, Jason, let's talk
let's
Packers.
Let's talk Packers Bears.
Yeah, so I figured Tausch's short and sweet was a good way to talk about Wildy and Tausch.
Jason, there's no way yours is long-winded.
Well, let's play it. Cue it up, man.
Joshy?
There we go.
We'll have it by the end of, how's that, Joshy?
I mean, I can get in the next 10 seconds.
All right. Jason, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Fantastic.
Rate
Jason Wildy joins us. You hear him every day, 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Wildy and Tausch. Read him at the Wisconsin State Journal and The Athletic as well.
I don't have to do all that resetting yet.
Jason Wildy, when I first met you, you were a young, long-haired part-timer coming up to Green Bay to shadow me and be mentored by me. Now, look at you. You're a young-ish, long-haired, extremely successful executive, and I still think the world of you. So congratulations on your new gig. Congratulations on a great run with Brust on Scalzo and Brust. What an exciting new time for him and their new show. But I just wanted to take this time to tell you how much I appreciate your friendship. I'm excited for your leadership for our Milwaukee office. And I'm just glad you're still with us on our team because you're a great teammate and a great friend. So congratulations and good luck in the next chapter. And good luck to Ben living without you every day on the radio.
I'm glad he had it on the radio.
Thank you, Jason.
He can't get rid of me that easy.
Yes, now you're the responsibility of Kyle and Brad.
That is correct.
Wow. What a world. Well, thank you, Jason. We do have some football to talk.
That was right to the point there. And I don't blame you for that, Jason.
Totally fair, but said from a place of love, I promise.
Oh, I'm sure. It's all love, all the time. The Packers-Bears coming up this weekend. Like, how does this feel to you in comparison to other debuts? Obviously, the last one you covered was Aaron Rodgers, and you weren't yet covering the team when Brett Favre made his debut, so maybe there's only one comparison. It just feels like this season opener is so much different than anything that I've been around for the last 15 years.
Yeah, the level of uncertainty is it's wild. Like, I was talking to Homer and Tony earlier today, and I guess Tom Silverstein in the Journal Sentinel and Peter King on Football Morning in America have both pegged them for 10 wins. And I'm like, wow, the positivity and the excitement has really reached a fever pitch because those are two old school guys. And I did not anticipate them picking the Packers for 10 wins. So it is, I think that underscores the uncertainty of the season because maybe I'll go up from 6 wins to 7 wins, but I'm still a skeptic and I'm certainly open to being proven wrong and them winning 9 games and sneaking into the playoffs. But I still think that when you're this young, it's going to be a real challenge. And I think they're going to have some real clunkers of games. I think Jordan Love is going to have some really bad struggles. And then I think he's going to have some really good moments because that's what young players or inexperienced players do. And I think the Luke Musgraves of the world are going to have their struggles. And I think that's going to make it difficult. So I'm eager to watch it unfold. But like I've been telling you guys for months now, it's the most uncertain and the most excited because of the uncertainty that I've been to start a season since I've been on the beat.
J- Jason, how does this Bears-Packers game feel in comparison to others that we've had? Because obviously, Rodgers owned the Bears. And do you feel a different vibe for this game than you felt for other Bears-Packers?
Yeah, well, the owner isn't part of it anymore. Like, Jordan Love at this point is like on apartments.com with Jeff Goldblum looking at maybe what he can find in Lincoln Park, but he sure doesn't own the Bears. So I'm eager to see how he performs. I'm fascinated by Bears fans because I mentioned this morning on our show. One of my neighbors, who's a great guy, he owns a company in Chicago, and so he is there Monday through Friday, and then he's back home on our street with his wife and their dog on the weekends. And it's a really successful, you know, design construction company, but all of his employees are Bears fans. And there's this kind of weird combination of feelings for them. One of them is Bears fans are really excited that finally there's not a bona fide Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback that they're having to deal with. But on the flip side, they're scared to death that Jordan Love's just the next one in line. And they're going to be stuck with yet another guy that can shout, I own you, I still own you. So I think, you know, judging from the Bears fans that I interact with and my Chicago media brethren, and I hope I'm going to talk to Waddle and Sylvie this week, but, like, there's a different vibe than ever before, whereas they want to get their hopes up and not have a defeatist attitude, and at the same time, they're a little worried that it's just going to be more of the same. So I'm anxious to see how it plays out.
How aggressive do you think the Packers are at the beginning of this game? Because last year, famously, right, was the bomb to Christian Watson. It's been sort of a challenge for Matt LaFleur, I think, to strike the right balance in these opening games. What do you think the approach is from the coach, knowing everything that's on the line, at least perception-wise, coming into this first game of the Jordan Love era?
Oh, I think he'd love to run that exact same play. Don't you?
I think so.
And hit it this time? Yeah, for sure.
Is that out of spite to Rodgers or, like, belief in his guys?
No, I think he wants it. I think he'd love to do it to say, hey, I believe in these guys. Yep. And I think this time we can do it. And, you know, the one thing that I didn't like about that play, which it's stupid because it's easy to say that because he dropped it. But that was the first play Christian Watson played in the NFL at all. Like, not just in the preseason, like, period. Like, he didn't play in the preseason. Remember, he had some injuries in camp. And so, you know, and I don't want to say that it set the tone because he dropped it or anything like that. I don't think that's fair to read that much into it. But it was still, like, it was hard not to wonder what might have happened if you would have caught it. Again, Rodgers still breaks his thumb. They still have all kinds of problems. But the message it would have sent after they got their butts kicked in the opener the previous year, I do think there's a good chance that the game is completely different. And instead, you know, I'm having conversations with Rasul Douglas in the locker room yesterday about how Matt LaFleur made it very clear to them that he wanted them to play in preseason because he thought that the last 2 years, them not playing in preseason was a major factor in how bad they were, especially defensively, in those games.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason. You good? You stared at me like a deer in headlights right
there.
Well,
I was going to ask Jason what his favorite moment of Scalzo and Brust is, because this is his last time on with us.
Well, you could ask him that.
Boy, this is the smoothest exit. First of all, Josh didn't know what day it was.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not even supposed to be on today.
You're supposed to be tomorrow.
And now my last appearance, I'm leaving on that awkward segue.
Well, Jason, you've done these interviews before, right? And you kind of go every other usually.
It's probably appropriate.
And very fitting for the show. He literally looked up at me like he was a kid who forgot his homework, and I'm the teacher who's asking for it.
This is my last week of like you being in charge. So I'm kind of in the back of the class, you know, class clowning a little bit.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Take care. Be good.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
9 to noon, ESPN Wisconsin. That's not changing. Wilde and Tausch. You can find Jason right there alongside Packer Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher. Read him at the Wisconsin State Journal and The Athletic as well.
Forgot my question. That's what happened.
I had a feeling that's what happened as opposed to the...
class clown.
I don't know how many more guests we're going to have here before the end, but throwing what's your favorite moment at people with zero...
It's tough.
Tough thing
not,
to just
not a good proposition, which is why I threw it there.
Yeah, but I kind of like it for Ben. Like, I kind of do.
No one else would
what
get
do you
away
love?
With that. But Ben.
What's your favorite moment that I was involved in on Scouts and Brass?
The show is not about me this week.
It's about us, not you, Greg. It's about the combination.
It's about you. That's why every liner coming back from break is about you.
But it shouldn't be. I'm not ending as a person. Like, I'm here. I won't be on the air, but I'm here. The show is ending collectively. Now, you guys are going to go to do great things.
He's such a doofus. Like,
but it shouldn't be about me. It should be about us. Scalzo and Brost, your favorite Scalzo and Brost moment.
99% of the show has been around me. Take the 1% this week.
I built the show to be around you, not around me.
There's a very specific formula that we've gotten quite comfortable in.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you. And it is smart, like our friends at Smart Spaces. They help our company's space become smarter, more technologically integrated, and able to perform beautifully across all virtual meeting environments. It's what you need in today's world. When you have hybrid work environments, when you have people working virtually, when you're meeting with somebody virtually, all you have to do in our office right now, walk into a conference room, push a button, boom, you are connected. It's connected to the software that we all use, the scheduling software as well. So all you need to do is push a button so your people can focus on what they do best every day because the technology is taken care of. With a listen-first culture, the Learn Your Business's Needs provide seamless solutions for your office to improve your business today at smartspaceswi.com. That's smartspaceswi.com. Scalzo and Brust continues next. We're presented by Bud Light.
Four shows left.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
Wait, I don't want this to turn on to me completely, because Greg did get scammed by the internet, but I did scam Josh DiMaggio today.
Yeah, I mean...
You scam everybody every day. That's why you are unscammable, because you are constantly the scammer.
Looking,
I am the scammed.
I know where to look. If there is a scam, I'll know. And Greg, you believe in people too much, I guess.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.